Welcome to another exciting edition of the Famous Now Show, hosted by the one and only Darius Ely, aka Mr. Never Satisfied. Today's episode is being brought to you by thenowlegacy.com, servicing the overlooked and the underserved. Today, we have the privilege, the honor, to introduce a lovely young lady. She's a hard worker. I see her dominating the social media field every day. She's promoting her product, human hair care product at that. Something that's very valuable, near and dear to us. When I say us, I mean us. She is from the country town of Ringo, Louisiana, where they ride the horses to Walmart. She is really an awesome young lady, a true entrepreneur. I have Miss Septimia Martin on the Famous Now Show.
How y'all doing?
Welcome to the Famous Now Show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we even get started, I really miss home sometimes. So I really like to think about it and talk about the country living. So you from Ringo, Louisiana. Tell me a little something about the humble beginnings that started out from Ringo.
Well, I can only talk about myself personally, because I was born in the countryside of Ringo. You know, there's a city limits and there's the country part, and that's where I'm from. And I was born pretty much, you might as well say a farm, but we don't call it a farm. We have chickens, so we raise our own eggs. My grandma's very adamant on raising her own vegetables. So every summer, we had to be out there raising vegetables. I wasn't raising vegetables with her. I was out there in the field picking peas with somebody else. So, you know, just we got goats, you know, chickens, you know, we have cows, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to my grandma. So that's pretty much how my, you know, my life was. And you know, just a steady routine of school, you know, church, you know, work, you know, and back home again. So, you know, just a routine life.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of that, I listened to what you said about having routine and, you know, coming from that humble beginning, being on the farm. But what I can equate to what you're saying is, like, I see now that your products, and we're going to get into your products, are like mostly organic. Like, all things are created, like, literally, you are creating this at home. You are putting this together. Would you say a lot of that mentality stemmed from being back home, being back on the farm, you know, being able to go out there with your grandma and raise them vegetables as much as possible? Would you say a lot of that mentality stemmed when you came to creating your product? Would you say that came back from Ringo, Louisiana?
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's really my foundation, you know, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I'm standing on, is just, you know, my roots, and, you know, and they are great supporters, you know, Ringo and, you know, everyone around that surrounding area. So, yeah, like, my work ethic comes from, you know, being out there to 12 o'clock, you know, having to, you know, pick peas and, you know, okra, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that until it get hot, and then lunchtime you eat and you drink your sweet tea, and then the evening time, you know, you're going back to work, you know. And so when it comes to physical labor, it's not a problem. I'm used to it, you know?
Yes. For sure. And your products, selling out the shelf. And but before we even get into the products and, you know, where you headed, your vision, I want to start in the mindset of September. If you don't mind, on this show, I always love to. I take the privilege and the honor to set aside personal time with the person that I'm interviewing and slow down the thought process of what's going on now. But I want to talk about the beginning, the start of this. What would you say motivated you to start your own business? And how have your experiences as a Black woman shaped your journey?
Okay. Well, how I started my business, to be honest with you, I wasn't looking, thinking of it as a business mindset. Like, keep in mind, I do have a bachelor's degree in business, but I always thought I'd be working for someone or working my way up into someone else's company. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that pretty much I end up, you know, having my own company, you know, when I'm like 40 years old or something like that. But pretty much what happened was the job I had at the time, I was selling insurance to retirees. And so a lot of retirees have like arthritis. And so I pretty much got in my prayer closet and I asked God to pretty much like use me to show, you know, people that, you know, that you are still God, you still perform miracles. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I went through this place, either like Young Living Oils or like doTERRA, one of them, which they products are very expensive, by the way. But anyway, I had spent a lot of money buying different essential oils that I knew that were anti-inflammatory. So yeah. I ended up mixing it up together, come to find out, okay, that product did work. It's called a pain relief gel, okay, which that's the first, very first product that we had for human care products. But my mom, she had two strokes, so she lost all her hair up here, you know, whatnot. It's still kind of thin now, but it done grew a lot more than what it was. She's like, Shay, that's my nickname back home. She's like, Shay, come up with a product that can grow my hair. I'm like, Mom, I don't know nothing, you know what I'm saying, that'll grow your hair. So I did the research on it. Come to find out the same essential oils that help with anti-inflammatory, with inflammation, mm-hmm. it grows hair. So wow. All I did was just change the components of it. You follow what I'm saying? Like one of them yeah. may have alcohol in there, you know, to help draw out, you know, the inflammation or to make the essential oils, you know, stronger in a sense. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, it's so amazing that God, like, he answered my prayers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, you follow my journey, but it's not just not my journey. This is my journey to show you that God still do answer prayers and he still, like, what's amazing is I'm not even a doctor. And like, we're literally growing people hair back that has alopecia, like people that's going through chemo and radiation, like right now. Like I have doctors yeah. that call me and ask me for advice. You know what I'm saying? When they supposed to be the ones, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's amazing. And being a black woman is very hard, you know, and like just being me personally, people don't take me seriously the first time, but then once I start something, then they want to join along, but it's too late. You know what I'm saying? I needed yeah. you at the beginning stage. You follow what I'm saying? But
yeah.
you know, so, you know, being an entrepreneur is very hard because like, I feel like the market is very saturated with a lot of people because everybody want to be an entrepreneur. But when I say I'm an entrepreneur, yeah. I'm a true entrepreneur because this is the only form of income that I have. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm, you know, if I don't sell no products, I don't make no money. You follow what
wow.
I'm saying? So
yeah. No, that's I'm glad you mentioned that because that's true entrepreneurship. That's doubling down. I'm betting on myself no matter what. And, you know, with that, I know it comes a lot of highs as well as some lows, right?
Yeah.
And we always talk about where we are at currently in life, where we were, you know, we can see the hill now because we climbed up just a little bit more. So we can finally see over the mountain just a little bit.
Right.
But I want to talk about the part of climbing, the hard parts, the months or the days where you didn't sell your product, being a full-time entrepreneur. How has that molded you and shaped you in business? Like, would you say that is an important part or an important portion of what you are and what you represent in business right now?
Yeah, the grit and the climb is definitely part of the endurance. You know, it's necessary because I'm climbing right now, to be honest with you. As soon as you climb one mountaintop, you'll go another big old hill. You follow what I'm saying? It's never enough. You know, it's just, I always been so ambitious. As soon as I finished one goal, I can't even, you know what I'm saying, be satisfied with that goal. Like, yeah, okay, I could, my friends be like, you need to celebrate your accomplishments. But I mean, that once you reach the destination, there's nothing else to celebrate. The celebration came through the journey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like I'm still climbing. It's not like I reached a certain point yet. You know, even if I became in 100 stores, I want 1,000. If I have 1,000 stores, I want 1,000,000. Like, that's never enough because I want to help so many people help themselves. You follow what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be that catalyst that other people and other teachers were for me.
That's real. It seemed like you are into the service of people. Yeah. You know, you're not so much concerned about, your gain, but you really come off as a young lady that embraces others and what's going on in their life. I remember speaking with you a couple months back, and you talked about someone had an accident from where you are, and your concern was solely focused on how you can help that person, or saying just positive affirmations, all things. That's not coming, that's not coming, especially in the practice of business at times. I remember watching recently, you placed some products for free in different locations.
Yeah.
I thought that was the coolest thing. I told you A+ marketing when I saw that, because you placed a product in Walmart and said, "Hey, come find me." You placed a product in different locations, said, "Hey, come find me." How would you say the person that you are, being a generous, giving, thoughtful person that you are, and also the hungry, ambitious business owner, how would you say that compels you, that puts you in a place with people that are like-minded like you?
Well, I first want to say that thank you to those that always been above me, that saw themselves in me, in a sense, and so they pulled me towards them to kind of mold me and teach me the way of corporate America. And so when I got into corporate America or whatnot, I had a lot of great mentors when it came to leadership. And the most important thing is when you're around other leaders, you speak highly of one another. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if I can plug you in or connect you with someone that can help you, it's a full circle, because it might be another event that you might be a part of that you can plug me in, connect me to. You know what I'm saying? It's a very intricate web. People want to be a part of it, but they don't want to share. And you got to be able to share in order to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like these five fingers. It's one hand, but we all connected. You know what I'm saying?
There's some right there. Yeah.
And people don't realize that. And so that's one part. The second part is it's just in me. I'm just always been a very giving person. I want to always see people do well. To me, that makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? To see, because people somehow they tell me their dreams. And when you tell me your dreams, I want to help you get there. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me your dreams and you really ain't about your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I'm a visual person. And when you tell me your dreams, I visualize, I see it for you. And I know you can't accomplish it. So let's accomplish it. You know, but sometimes I be pushing people too fast. You know what I'm saying? But it's just one of them things. But yeah. It's just who I am. I feel like who I am as a person, I don't think it's fair to the world for me to work for somebody else, because it's going to dim not only my light, but it's going to keep me from helping a lot of people that should be helped because of who I am, if that makes sense. Because I'm not going to let nobody make me do nothing wrong. You follow what I'm saying? Integrity is everything for me. Like, you tell me something, I don't care how minor it is, you better do it or tell me you can't do it or something. You follow what I'm saying? Like, it's one of them things. It's just me being me.
Your values, your core values. It's like I'm sitting here listening to you, and I just see that kid from Ringo on the farm with Granny. We back out here. We doing the things that we do every day. Routine. I'm watching your routines every day, and I commend you. I mean, I remember speaking with you for the first time, and you offered to give me products for free. I'm like, no. I want to help, like, because I see the vision, and everybody can't see a vision.
Yeah.
And I don't see a vision 100%, but it's not intended for me to. But what I can do is I can definitely help you go where you need to go by supporting you in the way that I can. So good job. I really, really, really like how you answer those first couple questions. But now it's a time in the interview where we kind of loosen up a little bit. We kind of talk a little bit about this or that. Now, the game of this or that It's fairly simple. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you woke up this morning, you decided to eat this or that.
Okay.
Okay. So what we're going to do is going to put you on the big screen. I'll be answering some questions right here from the Famous Now show. This portion of the episode is being sponsored by Day and Night Watch Company, as well as Rich Dreams Apparel. So from time to time, you will see QR codes popping up to show their product placement. But let's get into some fun things. Let's see if we get some music on there. Wish I had my DJ with me. See if we get some music going. Here we go. Ready for the first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is my favorite. Yes.
The audio is not coming across clearly.
Okay. It's my favorite Louisiana question to ask.
Okay.
You back home. It's almost cool, but you know, it's no pressure. We eat what we eat when we eat when we eat.
Yeah, I ain't changed my game. Come on.
But you back home. It's cool. It's time. You eating gumbo or jambalaya?
Gumbo, most definitely.
What got to be in the gumbo for you to eat it?
Sure, I like it all. Shoot, it just depends on the cook. Some people like to make a seafood gumbo. Some people like to put the gizzards and stuff like that in there. I eat it all. So it just high up. As long as it tastes good, I'm good.
Gizzards and gumbo?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Either gizzards or the liver. But I think it's gizzards because I think the liver would be too bitter. But yeah, okay. Gizzards. Yeah.
That's the first one, man. Let's see. See, that's that Ringo. I got it. No, I'm from Mansfield, Louisiana.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you ready? Number two.
Yeah, stay ready.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather have the ability to fly or breathe underwater, and why?
I say breathe underwater because we already kind of breathe underwater in a sense because it's gas, you know what I'm saying? It's a state of water, form of water. So I say I just want to complete that stage and to be able to, you know, breathe in the liquid form of water.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite ones right here. And a lot of these questions were given to me by Chat AI, which is all these questions were written up by AI. Respect it.
Yeah, they good. ChatGPT, okay. Yeah.
Yes, 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 indeed. Speaking of ChatGPT, would you rather live in a world without technology or without nature?
Without technology.
Explain.
Because we don't have nature, we don't exist either.
Come on, come on.
I'm feeling like, you know, we just put everything to extinct, you know what I'm saying? We're a natural form of occurrence. We just last thing that was made. God made everything before he made us.
Man, that's 100. That's 100. That's a great way to answer that. Okay. Would you rather have $1 million but never be able to travel again, or be able to travel the world but never have more than $5,000 in your bank account?
I take to be able to travel the world and have no more than $5,000 at a time, because you never said that it doesn't replenish itself. You just said at a time. So I go spend $2,000 to $3,000 on, you know what I'm saying, $2,000 on, you know, come back. You didn't. Okay. I'm not finna trade my freedom for no money. I'm sorry.
Okay, I respect that. All right, you in business, right?
Yep.
And it's a lot of different healthcare brands out there, but of course we rocking with human healthcare products, man. That's what we rocking with. Would you rather, in business, have the power of invisibility, or the ability to read minds?
invisibility, because I feel uncomfortable, something I could just disappear. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But to read somebody's mind, some stuff ain't meant for you to know, because then I ain't gonna like you no more. You say something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you thought it, but you didn't tell me. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to do that to myself or to you, you know? Like,
nah. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. Okay. Okay, here's a couple of quick ones. Last book you just read.
I'm currently reading right now, so I ain't lying to you. Let me see, the Audible, Jennifer Lewis. I'm almost done with it.
Okay.
Mother of Black Hollywood. I got like 7 minutes and 14 seconds left.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Last movie you watched?
The last movie I watched, like in theaters or like on a streaming
either
network.
Or.
Scandal. I'm currently watching Scandal.
Okay. Yeah. Is it good?
I love Scandal because I love all different type of problems, a problem solver. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Would you rather live in a world where everyone tells the truth all the time, or where everyone can lie with no consequences?
I think we already live in that world, the second part, ain't it? But definitely the truth, because the reason being, the more you hear the truth, the less it hurts. You follow what I'm saying? Like, it just becomes common. You know, it the reason why the truth hurts is because lies is being told all the time, and it just sounds so much sweeter. But if the truth is being heard all the time, it'd be no different. You wouldn't know no difference. So the truth.
Okay. All right, we're going to take it up a notch here in a few minutes.
Okay.
So one last question like that, and then we're going up a little bit. Would you rather only be able to speak in song lyrics, or have every movie you watch turn into a musical?
The song lyrics, because hopefully I can sing.
Can you sing?
No, I cannot. That's one gift God did not bestow
upon me. We were gonna cut the music on, let you do it. No, not today.
There's a girl named Joy Dove that lives right here in Nagda. She's a great singer. So, yeah.
Shout out to Joy. Yeah. Shout out to Joy. For sure.
I think she made American Idol, too, one while she was on that. Like, she's a big deal.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Joy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're stranded on a deserted island. You can only take one person with you. Mm-hmm. Well, only one person is on the island with you. Mm-hmm. Who would that person be and why?
Like a person physically? Like they physically gotta be a human
physical
being?
Physical person.
Oh, okay. Who would I take? I'll probably take somebody that has a field of like dealing with like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like a marine biologist, something like that, or someone that deals with nature. You follow what I'm saying? Like someone that has the tools for us to survive, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know nobody per se.
But someone with the tools of survival.
Heck yeah.
Gotta get off of there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is my last this or that question.
Okay.
It's not really a this or that, but I always like to ask this question to my guests.
All right.
At the end of your life, would you rather be remembered for all that you have done and respected, or cherished by the people that you love the most?
Them the same questions.
Is it?
Cherish and being remembered.
Okay. Just to the word play.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying? You can remember me, but cherish me now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you said at my funeral. I can't feel, you know what I'm saying, your respect when I'm gone. Show me now. And remember me in your heart and your mind later. You ain't gotta bring me up no more. Because my action and everything I left behind is gonna be here. You know what I'm saying? The physical mark of me being here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right, man. So Tambria, if you just tuning in, I got Miss Satimbria Martin on here. She killing in the game. She just smashed all the this or that questions. I didn't even get you to stumble up one time. What's up with that? You real good with this.
Nah, I stay red. I'm a thinker, dude. I think all the time.
That's real. That's 100. Yeah. That's 100. Okay. Now we get into the back end of the interview. In this this portion of the interview, I like to kind of go into the future.
Okay.
Right? We like to establish a point of reference of where you're going in life. What's the plan? What's the purpose that you have set for you? So we've been talking about your business all this time. First of all, before we get any deeper, can you show us some of your products?
Yeah. This right here is the 4-ounce liquid gold. Okay, normally this right here is not in stores. You got to order this online. It's 4 ounces. Now, the liquid gold and the Morehead grease and the big beard, they're all the same product. It just the Morehead grease has more shea butter in there, and so it's just going to melt in between your hands. Right here's our third product that we have lined up. It's called a super hair growth oil. We have it in a grease form too. It has all type of Asian type essential oils and Middle Eastern essential oils. What I try not to do is I try not to put the same ingredients in the same different product. So this is a different totally different ingredients. This totally different ingredients. So you're not gonna get the same ingredients in the same bottle. So if you buy this one and buy this one, it's over 60 different essential oils, you know, collectively.
Okay.
This is the grease form of the super hair growth. You can use the oil and the grease for your hair, your eyebrows, your beard, wherever you want to grow hair at. It don't matter where you put it, as long as you put it daily. Okay, that's the most important part, is putting it on daily.
Okay.
Now, both these products right here, I don't sell these to grow your hair. I sell these to moisturize your skin. And you can put it in to make your hair smell good, to moisturize your hair, to moisturize your hands. Now, the Be Yourself, it has emu oil in there, which emu is a bird. And so what happens is the oil has a natural seal and barrier on your skin. So when you wash your hands, it's going to repel the water. It's going to bead up, okay?
Okay.
And I do have shampoos. Now, the shampoo, this right here is a peaches and herb shampoo. This the calm face and body wash shampoo. Both our shampoos, they're all made from all natural ingredients. I make castile soap from scratch, so it could be either castile soap in here or a combination of both castile soap and African black soap, which they both clean and lather very good and very good for the skin. And when you make things natural, they have multiple purposes. So like this soap right here, you can use it for your face, your hair, your body. You can wash dishes mm-hmm. with it. You know what I'm saying? You can you can clean with it. You can you know what I'm saying? You can put in your mop water. It has multiple properties because it's soap and it's all natural. It's no chemicals whatsoever. The only chemical I use is to make the soap, which is a lye. And once I mix the lye and the water and the oils together, it creates a soapification, which is no longer a chemical. It's soap now. So that's how okay. I make my products. And this is only just a few of them. If you want to look at the rest of them, you can go to www.humancareproductsllc.com. It's human, like you're not human, care products with an S, llc.com.
Okay, it should be flashing across the screen right there. As well as this is what we're going to do, guys. We're going to take a journey to the website. This is the actual website. It's the Human Care Products LLC. You have some of your different people that tried out their product. I would say make that phone call right there, 318-453-7173. If you want to place an order, if you want to put in a purchase, stop hair loss. You know, this is exactly what she's going for. She's going for the Grow More Hair products. We like to actually show some of the things. Look at the results right here, guys. Results. Results matter. Results matter more than anything. So look at the products, guys. Some of the same products she just showed right there, they're available. Add them to the cart. Make a purchase. It's important. She have them down here by category: hair oil and grease, skin moisturizing oil, and more hair and body wash. Like, please put in that support, guys. She's killing the game. Her products are in different locations in Houston, Texas, at Liz Beauty Supply and More, Favor Braidings and Beauty in Houston, Texas as well. 5-Star Beauty Supply in Natchitoches, Louisiana. A1 Beauty Supply in Minden. Diamond Beauty Supply in Alexandria. Ebony Beauty Supply and Alexandria. Guys, she have them everywhere. They're located in multiple places. And guess what, guys? She's only going to get bigger. It's only going to keep growing as much as possible. So please, guys, make sure you support. And guys, more than likely, your hair will grow. I promise you. These products are powerful. A lot of people are purchasing them. She has reviews. You know, you can't argue with reviews, can't argue with results. So man, make sure you support. Again, the website is going across the screen at the bottom. Hey, make sure you lock in. Make sure you tell her that the Famous Now Show or the Now Legacy Network has sent you her way. All right. Good. Let's get into some of these things right here. So now we're in the future, right? So what I always like to do at this point, I always like to kind of reference to where we started. When we started this interview, you talked about your humble beginning. Talked about Rainbow, Louisiana, where you used to ride your horse to the mailbox in Walmart sometime, right?
Nah. Making up stories, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, but you talked about how, you know, you started off on farm life, you know, a close-knit family, your grandmother, your family, they made sure y'all was in church, made sure you had a connection with the Lord, which you still do now.
Yeah.
Strong one. But you also talked about why you started your product. The likelihood of that happening was basically because you wanted to look out for somebody. And you went in, you talked about, just talked about some of the experiences. You talked about how the products came about. You talked about how you make the products. But now we're at the point where we're going into the end of 2023. We're going into different quarters. What's next for Satembria? And what's next for Human Care Products, LLC?
You saying for like this year or like beyond, just the future?
Beyond. Definitely okay. Beyond.
What's next for us is just... Man, it's like, it's so much that, like, I already got this stuff, like, it's in my heart, it's in my mind. Okay, this is the type of company I want to have. Like, I understand the importance of people being at home with their families. So I definitely want to do, like, a four-day week, okay? We're going to have machinery, but we're also going to have people working. But I also want to have, like, you know how, like, I don't feel like it's right to separate parents from their kids. So if I have a company, I want to have, like, you know, a daycare in the company. You know what I'm saying? Have a dedicated amount of time for, you know, the parents and the kids to meet up. You know what I'm saying? During the work shift or they have lunch together. You know, I just want to do things different. Just because things been done a certain way for so long, they don't mean we have to keep on doing it that way, you know? That's one thing. And then I just want, like I say, empower other people. And I want to pretty much connect other people. Like, for instance, if I have someone... and my company is having a breakdown or something, I can call one of my connections, be like, hey, you know, I need a psychologist here. You know what I'm saying? They can come, you know, get free, you know, help. You follow what I'm saying? Through the business.
Yeah.
Because as long as the people empower the company, I want to make sure that the company empowers the people. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So the people are investing their time in the company and they work and, you know, they life. I want to make sure that, you know, they can see where the money is going. You know, I just want to be very transparent. I just want to do it differently. You know, it just, I just see how business is ran. It's just all about profit, and they just try to find different ways to make more money in different ways and, you know, get over on people. And I just don't function or move that way, and so I want to be the difference by creating my company to work that way. You know what I'm saying? It's so much. Like, for instance, I don't want to have to be buying my essential oils from another company. I want to be having my own lavender plants and drying them, and, you know what I'm saying, and going to the distillery and distilling the oil from the plants. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be going to nobody. I don't want to have no middleman. I want to be the man. You know what I'm saying? Everything you need, I want to be that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to bring integrity back into the market. So people ask me all the time about patenting my product. As long as anybody stops me from using my own product, I don't care about the patent situation, because if it makes other companies, you know what I'm saying, bring back integrity and make them actually use organic and natural products instead of using chemical products as, you know what I'm saying, as detrimental to people, then that's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole point of progression is to, you know what I'm saying, to lead the way. You follow me?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. It's this is bigger than me, and I'm just glad that God picked me to do it. It's a lot.
That's incredible insight. And being in a space that you are when you handpicked by God, you don't get to choose. You don't get to choose what he has for you. You don't get to choose the journey. You don't get to choose the hurt that come with it. You don't get to choose none of the struggle points, none of that. But I can respect someone that has an insight like that, an overlook about that. So when it comes to that, being that you were chosen, that you were chosen for this, and that you're a front runner, that you're trying to do things that haven't been done before or haven't been done in the most effective way before. Does that frighten you just a little bit? That even though you are chosen to do this, you're not fearful of the opportunity?
Nah, because it just, I'll tell you something. When I was in the prayer line, I used to always go in the prayer line, you know, to seek help and different stuff like that and whatnot. And one time the preacher said, you know, I got a rebellious spirit. And to me, I'm like, why you ain't cast it out? You know what I'm saying? And so I'm always the type of person to go against the grain. I don't care if 1,000 people is not going the way I'm going. I'm going to go. Like it's going to make me question myself. Like, dang, you know, all these people going this way. Like, you know, am I doing something, you know, wrong? But it's just something in my heart, something that drives me and it makes me do things that, you know what I'm saying, that's sometimes I even question my own self. And it's like, man, if my heart wasn't so good, you follow what I'm saying? It just, yeah. I can't help myself. It's just who I am.
Yeah, and that's important, because even though we may not know it sometimes, somebody is always watching us.
Yeah.
And because you've chosen, because God put you in the forefront, somebody's definitely watching you.
Right.
And your influence has been, like, continuously has been valuable. Again, if I'm downtime and I'm looking on social media, I see you encouraging others. I see you promoting your brand, but I see how you will also promote somebody else's brand. Yeah. You will share someone else's brand. You will comment with grace on different people's posts. And that's so valuable. That's rich. But You made it your point to say, hey, that's who I am. That's who I am. And that's forever who I'm going to be. But at this moment in time, there is someone watching. They might watch this. They might watch this, and it may be 2 years from now, maybe 6 months, maybe whenever. But they're going to look back, and they're going to remember the words that you said today. And they're going to say, I can be just like Satemia.
No, be they self. They can be just like themselves.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I just want you to give them words of wisdom right now. I want you to look directly into the camera. I'm going to put you on a big screen. I want you to tell them exactly what they need to know.
Okay, let me see what my camera. Okay. Hey, my name is Septimbria Martin. I'm 29 years old. I'll be 30 in December, okay? I'm coming up 3 years and being in my own business. What I want to let you know is that if God give you a vision, that means you saw this image, this movie in your head. You know what I'm saying? Didn't nobody else plan it in your head. And God showed you who you can be, what you can be, and what you're capable of doing. You do know in your knower that you can do that. Ain't no point of asking nobody else around you if they think you can do it. Because it ain't about what they thought. It's about what God told you to do or what God showed you that you can do. So what I'm saying is, it's not too late for your dreams. I don't care if you're 55. You can get started on your dream today. All you got to do is start Googling, researching stuff, asking people. Ask me. If I don't know, I ask somebody else. I'm sure I'm connected with somebody that can help you. But trust and believe, what you have is very important and vital to this world. Don't let your gifts die. Somebody told me one time, I think it was a preacher, Pastor Logan. He said that the richest place in the world is a graveyard. Because a lot of our hopes and dreams, you know, die with, because, you know what I'm saying, in order to create, we have to pretty much we have to do in order to create. And if you don't do it and I expect somebody else to do it for you or lead the way, then it's not going to get done because you're the one that's supposed to do it. God gave you the vision. You can't expect somebody else to do what God gave to you to do. So that's my word of encouragement. And it's not going to always be easy, but it's always going to be very rewarding. And when you want to give up, especially when it's God's doing and leading your way, he's going to send you some encouragement, whether it's somebody calling you to encourage you, whether, you know, it's a extra product being. So it's something that's going to encourage you. But always be grateful and always remember, you know what I'm saying, it's God's, you know what I'm saying, it's God who is leading the way, who has the grace. And I'm not only speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself because I also, you know what I'm saying, get discouraged and get weary, you know, of doing good. And, you know, but this is what we're supposed to be. We're not of this world. We're in this world, not of this world. So it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard not to fit in. But that's why that you're a leader, is because you know what I'm saying? God picked you out to be picked on. You follow what I'm saying? To lead the way. Lead the way. You got a vision. So let's see it. That's it.
Guys, it's been another great episode of the Famous Now Show. We had the one and only Miss Septimia Martin. She gave a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge. But most importantly, what I learned today is stay true to you. No matter what, be yourself, remain in God, remain in purpose, and stay famous.